Alright guys, welcome to the BFM Music Podcast. This is your host, Pablo Jervis Vargas. Make sure that you subscribe to the YouTube, Rumble, and Patreon channel. Or make sure you listen to the podcast and Anchor.fm. You know what to do. Make sure that you share the content. I'm going to really, really appreciate it. You listen to the podcast in Spotify, Pandora, all those different music platforms. With a simple play, you really help the podcast. This is episode 134 from the Via Alpha Music Podcast. A little bit late because I've been working with marketing, different aspects, just to make sure that I can improve my all the areas of, you know, as a salesman. So hopefully we can get that running, right? So today's episode is knowing your why. Why you do things, why you wake up in the morning, right? I remember, just to give you a short story, when I was doing door-to-door sales back when I was living in New York, there was a step of working, right? Or working successfully. And I think the seven or six. Know your why. And I know it sounds kind of, let's say, kind of, how can I put this? It sounds more or less like, damn, like a cliche. Let's put it that way. A cliche where you listen to all these things that you don't know whether it's true or not. And the fact is that when you put it all together, right, when you're putting all these things together and you start listening to Tony Robbins, you start listening to Les Brown, you start listening to all these great motivational speakers, they speak about the why, right? But they don't really explain you what is the why, okay? And I think I'm able to explain what is the why. So the why, basically what it is the reason, the profound reason that you do things in life, right? And that reason, which is profound, it will give you the fuel to achieve your goals in your life. Door-to-door sales was, you know, make sure that I make a sale to eat and I want to have a good family and good goals. In order for me to just go through those goals, I need to just refuel myself, and that refueling will just help me out to finish the day and make the sale. Now there's some exercise for this, right? There's some exercise. I think Dean Graziosi, he's talk about this exercise, which he learned from Tony Robbins, and Tony Robbins learned from Jim Rohn. And you know how the legacy goes, and you just keep going. And the exercise that really helped me out, which Tony Robbins taught, is ask seven questions of the why, right? So it will go like this. You will have someone else asking these questions, and you basically are gonna try to answer these questions with a specific manner, right? You always gonna identify a way to just get specific. So it go like this. So someone asks you, okay, so why you do what you do? You give them the first answer. Because I need money. Now the person that is answering the question, asking you the question, would ask you, okay, but why? And then you go deeper. Yeah, because if I don't make money, I don't eat. And then the person goes again, why? Ask you again, why? And then you go, well, if I don't eat, right, I will die. I will simply die. And then the person asks you again, why? Why does that matter? And then you start answering, well, if I die, those people that are, you know, surround me will suffer. Will suffer because of my ineptitude and my irresponsibilities. of taking care of myself. Then the person will ask you why. Why is that important? Why that you say is important? Because family is very important for me. Family is a great thing that give me a reason to live. And without my family, I cannot do things. Now, why your family is important? Why is it important for your family? To give you a reason to live. And then you see how you just keep going. From a very simple answer, with the answer was basically a generic one. Now I need to use money. I need money. That's why I make the sale. Now become all the way to talk about the family, importance of the family. That's the why. That's why you wake up every morning to make sure you get things done. And then you just keep going, right? Because the legacy, I want to make sure that my legacy is strong. To make sure that people, you know, identify with my last name. They know who they're talking about. Yeah, all those things really makes a difference when you now refuel your why. Now, knowing your why is one of those things that, again, like I repeat in the beginning, it's a cliche. Because a lot of motivational speakers, they just throw it all over the place. Right? No wonder, right? But they don't really explain why it's so important. Believe me, if you don't have a reason to live in this life, anything that goes beyond that, it doesn't really concrete. For the reason being is that you need a greater reason to move forward in life. And money is not enough. Money is just a reflection of who you are, right? But it's not a reflection of who you can be. So you need to have a better reason to just focus on who you can be. And more so, of who can you become, which is very important. Now, in my case, right, my why is always important. In the front end, in the back end, right? The front end is the short term, which because I need money to make sure that I eat, and the long term is because I want to make sure that my legacy and my last name is just pronounced, right? But in order for me to go through that, I have to accept certain things, right? That certain things, one of them is reality. Reality is what I can control in my present, not in my future, not in my past, okay? Because future and past are things I cannot control. Present is what I can control. This, me grabbing this pencil, I can control it. Me making a podcast, even though it's 1:30 in the morning, it is something that I can control. All these actions, I can control them. Making sure I become a better person, a better marketer, a better businessman is something that I can control. Becoming a greater pianist, those are things I can control. But for me to just have those activities, I need to have a stronger fuel. Remember, it's the fuel that makes you just go through these hardships, right? Think about it. How can you just do sales? This is a very painful business. Because you know it's important for you to perform and eat and give to your family. And make sure you have money, enough money to give you space to just keep moving forward. All these things. Now, in regards to what we call a greater you, right? And we spoke about this yesterday, I think, a little bit, about the Heroes movie or the Hero's Journey. All these things become one. One in regards that is to become someone else that you cannot even yourself recognize, right? And the reason I say this is because it's important for you and for myself to understand that these things does not come in easy. And this is something I was, you know, I was basically has fault because as a millennial, I thought that, you know, by a certain age, I would just be in a certain place. But a lot of those skills were not even developed in the first place. So therefore, I created a fantasy that was not real. So with that fantasy, a lot of bad behaviors, procrastinations, securities, bad addictions,
you know, unable to go against the flesh. Of course, from those battles, I won most of them. Still struggling, they're still around. You know, when you finish a war, they're still throwing some bombs. That's the state that we are, right? We finished the war, but there's still people around, just rebels, just going around, still trying to initiate the war again. That's where I am. Always trying to battle those things, right? And it's good for me to, because it makes sure that I'm sharp. Sharp. It's important for me to be sharp. If I'm not sharp, I cannot help myself or can I help others. So it's important for me to be sharp and right, ready to just tackle life. Now, the episode today was mostly focused on that. Know your why. Why you do things. Why you perform. Why you wake up every morning. Maybe your wife is simple as getting food on the table. Maybe your wife is simple as just make sure your family is okay. Maybe your wife is just to make sure you have money for college. For me, it's greater than that. It's to make sure that I just not only get the things that I want, but what the things I can leave, which is a legacy. And for that, I need to just really sacrifice a lot of things, which I'm willing to do. With that, I will end this podcast. Episode 134. Know your why. Make sure you do your homework. Make sure that you understand the responsibility that comes with all of these greater powers. And, you know, make sure that you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Rumble, you listen to Rumble, make sure you subscribe to my Rumble channel. You're listening to the podcast in BitChute. Make sure that you subscribe. And those people that are not watching the podcast, that listen to the podcast in Anchor.fm, hey, make sure that you share the content. I'm going to really, really appreciate it. With this, guys, I'm going to just go back to bed. This was episode 134. Know your why. This, I'm out. Have a good night.